You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Mamaearth's parent firm, Honasa Consumer Limited, co-founded by Shark Tank fame entrepreneur Ghazal Alag, has filed DRHP for an IPO to raise up to about Rs 3,000 crore for existing selling shareholders and fresh issue, according to reports. Honasa Consumer is the owner and operator of personal care brands such as Mamaearth, Bee Blunt and the Derma Co. Honasa's IPO will consist of a fresh issue of shares worth about Rs 400 crore, according to the DRHP filed with capital markets regulator SEBI. Existing investors and promoters will sell 46.8 million shares via offer for sale, which could fetch about Rs 2,500 crore, reports said. Promoters and shareholders who will partially sell their holdings in Honasa Consumer include Alag Family, Sofina Ventures SA, Evolvence, Fireside Ventures, Stellaris Venture Partners, entrepreneur Kunal Behel and actor Shilpa Shetty Kundra. Speaking of IPOs, KFin Technologies shares had a muted listing on the bourses on Thursday after the IPO closed last week. The shares opened flat amid a negative domestic market. The shares listed at Rs 369 on the BSE before falling 3% as compared to the public issue price of Rs 366. The market predicted a muted listing ahead of the company's debut since KFin Tech's shares were trading at Rs 5 discount on the grey market. KFin Tech's public issue of Rs 1500 crore was fully subscribed 2.59 times by the time the IPO closed for bids. Qualified institutional buyers showcased the highest interest, bidding 417% for the portion reserved for them, while retail investors subscribed 1.36 times. Non-institutional investors demonstrated lackluster interest as only 23% of their quota was subscribed by the time the issue closed. Meanwhile, the telecom department on Wednesday met operators to discuss rising instances of call drops and service quality-related issues as it deliberated on policy interventions that can be considered for improving call quality. The meeting, which comes amid the rollout of massive 5G networks in the country, was chaired by Telecom Secretary K. Rajaraman and attended by telecom service providers, including Bharti Airtel, Reliance Jio and Vodafone Idea. The issue of interference from illegal boosters and right-of-way challenges came up for discussion at the meeting, which lasted for almost 2 hours. Sources said that operators made a detailed presentation to the Department of Telecom on current levels of service quality against stipulated benchmarks. The Department of Telecom is looking at legal frameworks and policy-level measures that can ensure a better quality of service. Moving on, with volume growing on pent-up demand and recovery in discretionary spending, revenue of organized gold jewelry retailers will rise to 23-25% this fiscal, according to a Chrysal report. The revenue had jumped 36% last fiscal on a low base of the pandemic-hit fiscal 2021. Next fiscal, the report said, the growth will moderate to 8-12% given the higher base of this fiscal and due to the slower growth in disposable incomes courtesy the economic outlook. Aditya Jhawar, director, Chrysal Ratings, said, we expect organized jewelry retail sales volume to increase 16-18% on year to 670 to 700 ton this fiscal, crossing the pre-pandemic level of 600 ton, supported largely by wedding and festival demand. Realization will also support the revenue growth with an expected on-year increase of 5-7%. Over to the technology sector. One of the biggest Twitter outages has been reported since Elon Musk took over the platform. Twitter users from all over the world have reported errors in terms of accessing the platform for several hours on Wednesday. As per a report by Down Detector, a spike in Twitter issues rose around 7 p.m. Eastern Time when users were not able to view their main feed, check notifications, or use other features of the app like lists. One Twitter user wrote, "Can anyone see this or is Twitter broken?" To which Musk replied, "Works for me." NetBlocks, a web monitor, said that the outages were international and not related to country-level internet disruptions or filtering. 2,500 people from Japan and the UK also reported the same. Lastly, in other news, data of 3 crore railway travellers was reportedly stolen online and put up for sale on dark web. The theft is said to have happened on December 27th. As per the reports, the data has been manhandled by a forum being run by cyber criminals that has access to a very private data of users booking tickets from IRCTC portal in the recent past few months. The stolen data includes private information like usernames, emails, mobile numbers, gender, full address, and users' language preferences. IRCTC has, however, denied the reports, claiming that the sample data does not match with the IRCTC's history API and no such data breach has occurred. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.